Adelaide Crows are preparing for what's a big, big season, Jars. Big season in taking steps forward. And obviously finals are on the agenda, but going deep is really on the agenda. And one man who had a sensational season last year and was rewarded for it, the one and only Joshie Jenkins. JJ, welcome to the Rush Hour for 2017.
Absolutely, boys. Good to join you for the first time in the new season.
How has your summer been, mate? We're hearing good things down there. A lot of guys are putting in some good results.
Yeah, it's been solid. They always are, but the boys have really stepped up. I think there's just an awareness of last year, whilst very positive, was not where we wanted to end up. So we've had plenty of guys, plenty of young guys in that third to fifth to sixth year bracket who have really stepped up and are putting their hands up for some opportunities.
Joshie, how will the team take that next step? Even though you just alluded a little bit on that question by Lou, how will it take that next step? Because you don't want to be teasing a competition because, as you know, the window just shuts completely.
Yeah, you're right, Jars. And the group of players I just mentioned, you know, Harrison Wiggs and Riley Knights, Wayne Miller, I think those are the guys particularly. If you get Atkins, Miller, Wiggs, Knight, Menzel, Cameron, Betts, all in the same side, I think it gives us a different dynamic that people actually think we don't have of leg speed and ability to run and carry with the footy. So that's the group that really excites me. And that's probably the area where we can get some improvement from.
Okay. We'll get to a couple of those players in a minute, JJ. Pikey, obviously, has he been able to build? Has he added layers to the game plan? The big thing he stressed last year was just the basics and being able to get them right under fatigue, obviously skills and everything else. But has it been an adding on this year through this summer?
I wouldn't so much say add on. It's probably been a more of a detailed focus on a couple of specific areas. One that's been very public by most people who have gone on and done media that I've heard has been contested work, and that that includes more than just centre bounces and stoppages. That's winning more balls in the air, winning more marking contests, big kill spoils, things like that. So in all areas of the contest has been a really strong emphasis, emphasis this summer. So hopefully we see a little bit of it through the upcoming JLT series, and then we see it in the real stuff.
Now, speaking of a summer activity, you have been on the mic and doing some great stuff with the NBL. Are you enjoying that on the sidelines?
Yeah, I have really found that both a challenge and really enjoyable. I'm well aware that the football comes to an end for all of us at one time or another, so exploring different avenues, and Fox Sports were kind enough to give me an opportunity to do some sideline work with the NBL, and the NBL is really taking off. I think it's clear for everyone to see that it's having a bit of a jolt back up the charts, and covering the 36ers who have been in ripping form has been great fun. So yet to finish my regular season duties, but yet to see whether I get the call up for the finals. So that'll be the true test of how I actually went.
Hey, Joshie, can our 36ers take the championship out? And the second question, how good is Jerome Randall? You've seen him up close. Mm. How good is the superstar?
Well, early in the season, I thought we were probably going to be down the bottom. And then all of a sudden, something clicked and Joey got them playing this up-tempo, high-speed style of game, and no one can keep up with them. So they certainly can win. In the past 2-3 months, they've been clear, far and above the best team in the league. So they've got to continue that on, and I'm sure they will. And, yes, Randall, I had spent some time up in Townsville with the Crocs, and they had a player, Corey Homicide Williams, who used to light up the NBL, but not as much as this guy. He's about 5'8", but he's unguardable. No one can stay in front of him, and he's sort of got a bit of a quiet demeanor to him, but he just lights the crowd up at Titanium Arena. They love him.
JJ, you love your other coach, in particular your American sports. Super Bowl 51 would have been right up your alley. You've got a relationship with Tom and Giselle.
Oh, no.
So you'd be a happy man that the Patriots have come from the clouds and created history in overtime.
Oh, I have actually met. I shook Tom's hand and gave Giselle a kiss on the cheek. So
oh, lovely.
I do have a very, very long relationship with
What's Tom
guys,
like? Actually, what's he like?
In all honesty, without being silly, I was absolutely stunned at how interested he seemed in learning about us and our sport, and how he genuinely seemed to care what we're talking about, because he was getting around about 50 people all wanting a piece of him, and yeah, I was really stunned at how much he really wanted to hear about us, and said he was mates with Mick Fanning and things like that. So it was humbling to meet him, and just he just continues to astound, because he turns 40 soon. So to be doing what he's doing at 40 is
And he's told the missus to back off. He's not retiring. Yeah. And he's going around again.
They want number six.
Yeah, he wants to continue on. He just wants to. I think everyone now accepts the fact he's the greatest of all time, and he just wants to put distance between number two.
Great to chat to you, mate.
Good luck, mate.
All the best. Good to hear you in. Good Nick. Good to hear all the boys are tracking along nicely. The real stuff not far away. Can't wait to see you in action.
Easy. Thanks, boys. Talk to you throughout the season.
Joshy Jenkins there from the Adelaide Crows.